Congressman Dwight Evans' decision not to run for re-election has created a rare opening for the prize job of representing about half of Philadelphia in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Democratic primary isn't until next May, but there's already a crowded field of candidates, including three state legislators and four first-time political candidates. Mayor Rendy with WHYY's Billy Penn has the rundown.
The latest person to enter the race is State Representative Morgan Cephas of West Philadelphia. She released a campaign video last week saying she was ready to call out the Trump administration for cutting vital government programs.
We need a person that is going to be able to deliver for Philadelphia on day one. And I was able to do that as state representative, and I will do that as your representative in Washington, D.C.
She joins her fellow state representative Chris Rabb of Northwest Philadelphia and State Senator Sharif Street, whose district covers a slice of North Philly. The other candidates include a Jefferson Health intensive care doctor and a Temple University computer science professor. Political consultant Mustafa Rashid said all the candidates have similar progressive policy positions, so the race is likely to come down to who can raise the most money and get their name out there on TV ads and mailers.
It's not going to be a case where they're trying to differentiate themselves so much as they're trying to make the case why they're the best person to do the job. But I do think that is going to be a challenge for them, is to say what they've done and how that could translate to Washington, D.C., and do it better than any of their colleagues.
Philadelphia's 3rd congressional district is considered the most Democratic-leaning in the country, and the Democratic primary is likely to determine who wins in the subsequent general election. For Billy Penn, I'm Mayor Rendy, WHYY News.
Newly released video footage has led prosecutors in Philadelphia to downgrade a murder charge of voluntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of 33-year-old Lauren Jardine in Center City. The incident happened just before 6 p.m. Friday at the intersection of 12th and Chestnut Streets. Surveillance and cell phone video show a confrontation between Jardine and the suspect, identified by police as 45-year-old John Kelly, that escalated quickly. Jardine pulled the gun, followed by Kelly appearing to brandish a screwdriver. The two struggled before Kelly gained control of the firearm. Police say Kelly then shot Jardine multiple times. Additional footage captured from a nearby building also shows part of the altercation. Kelly was arrested and charged in connection with the shooting. Members of Temple University's Nurses Association are setting up informational pickets at two of their facilities. Pickets will march outside the main hospital on North Broad Street and the Women and Families Hospital in Juniata Park. The pickets say they don't feel safe at work and want to sound an alarm calling for more security for the hospitals. In sports, it was the 50th Schwarbaum of the season, as Kyle Schwarber sets a record that's only been matched one time before.